Welcome to Bulgarian Split Talk. I am your macro guru, and my mission is to help you grow at any point in your life using digital tools and techniques to get you 1% better than yesterday. Your touch. Hi. Before we get started in episode one today, I just wanted to throw out a quick disclaimer. I'm in no way a nutritionist or a professional. I mean, you're listening to a podcast called Bulgarian Split Talk. How is this supposed to be professional? With that being said, I am your macro guru, like I said in my introductions, and I'm just going to be here to talk about some things I've experienced, you know, just overall fitness-wise and health-wise, some things that I believe just are little components to life that can make a huge difference in the long term. When I look at things from quality and the ability to multiply. And with that being said, it's just that concept of 1% better. If you can get yourself 1% better every day, that quality, that 1%, if it is 100% of you in that 1%, you will be growing so much as an individual. And that's kind of what I'm here for. I'm kind of here because I'm trying to grow a lot as an individual, and this is kind of just a reminder to me, and hopefully to help you guys out too. So, in episode one of this podcast, we're going to be talking about caffeine, and more specifically, just kind of people's reliance on it, you know? I'm going to be stopping a lot in this podcast just because I'm still learning how to talk to a microphone, so please disregard that. But with that, people's, like, you know, reliance on caffeine is kind of interesting. And when I say people's, I'm not just, like, saying everyone, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who don't even drink coffee at all, or don't even drink energy drinks at all, and that is perfectly okay. I'm talking about those people who are just kind of like me, you know, those people that drink, you know, a pot of coffee before noon, or those people that, you know, drink three scoops of pre-workout and then down a Red Bull all before 8 a.m. Like, those people who just choose violence every day with the amount of caffeine they intake, they could fight a rhinoceros. You know, like, those people. Those are the people I'm talking to right now. I remember being just like that. For real. And, it was just, it's just so interesting to me, because I was actually talking with my friend, my close friend, about this, because we were both under that same umbrella, in the sense of, like, for me at least, I woke up every morning at, like, 4:35, I'd get two bang energies in before I'd even hit the gym by 5:30. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just chugging this. Like, when Bang first came out, I was chugging it. Now, Bang is completely awful for you. Don't ever even look at it. It's terrible. Don't think about it, please. But, you know, just chalk it up to bulking season, I guess. I was just down in this, and then right after my workout, I drink a nice cup of coffee with 5 egg whites and, like, 3 eggs in an omelet with some cheese, you know, just as my breakfast. And then I go to school sipping on a cup of coffee. And, like, this is either my first or my second cup at this point. And I already had 2 bangs before, and it's not even 10 o'clock yet. And then, like, for lunch, I'd have, like, I don't know, like, some rain or something. Like, I was addicted to caffeine about a year or two ago. Nah, 2 or 3 years ago, I'm sorry. And it's so funny to me because, like, right now, I'm kind of at a point where I kind of cycle through caffeine. So I'll have time where I just kind of, you know, I'll drink, like, maybe 2 cups of coffee a day max, and then I'll just not touch it. Then I'll go back to, like, a cup or two, or maybe, like, a cup and some pre, or just pre-workout. and then I'll just not touch it. So I'm just kind of in this weird limbo with caffeine, which actually I love a lot. And going back to the conversation with my friend, I'm sorry. He is actually on that same wave of constantly intaking caffeine, except for about a year ago, he actually completely cold turkey quit drinking caffeine. And the reason I just wanted to bring this up was because the side effects were both things that I witnessed and I dealt with. Biggest one for me, at least, was sleep. I went ahead and slowly started easing off of caffeine instead of cold turkey cutting. And with that being said, like, there was a while where I needed a cup of coffee before bed every night in order to go to bed, which is weird. Like, I needed that cup of coffee. I needed a minimum of 2 cups, and that second cup needed to be around like 6 or 7 p.m. so I can get nice and chill, and then I'd hit that caffeine crash around like 10 p.m. and I'd just knock out, and it was like the best thing. And while doing that, that's kind of how I slowly started easing off of caffeine. I then like turned it into just 1 cup, and it was that 1 cup before bed. And then I went from that to just melatonin, and then from melatonin I slowly eased off of that as well. But on the contrary, with my good friend over here, he actually went ahead and this is funny, because he went cold turkey, he experienced some of the harsher ones, which is, in my opinion, harsher. I didn't realize this, but for a good like 2 weeks after you get after you stop, like, you know, drinking any type of caffeine, because he went just everything. Like, he won't even touch a yerba at this point. And he was still getting really bad migraines, which was so interesting to me, because you would think maybe migraines would last maybe the first 3 or 4 days, but a week and a half, almost 2 weeks in, and he was still getting these things. I mean, his sleep schedule was completely screwed. He was at, like, it seemed like he was nocturnal at one point. It was so bad. And he would see it in the gym. Like, he didn't lose weight, of course, but like he dropped some strength levels, you know, that strength bar that you get. Like, he dropped a few bars on that. But he was able to bring it back, honestly, very quickly. It's just this interesting, like, level of fatigue around, like, the week, 2 week mark. And then after that, like, according to him, at least, he didn't really get any urges or impulses after that. But it's just so interesting to me, because, when people discuss caffeine here in the U.S. and all that, they are literally saying, like, oh, this is just, you know, something to wake you up and to get your day going. And, I mean, yeah, that's kind of true, but, like, we also have just now started discussing, you know, the side effects of it. And as a society, we're more so now open to talking about it, X, Y, and Z, right? So, because we're more open to talking about it, this next generation of us, I guess you could say, because I am still considered one of the younger ones. I don't know what generation I am at this point, but it's like not that important to us anymore. We have so many different ways of stimulating our brains at this point that I feel like we don't need it. I guess. Like, there are kids out there that would rather smoke nicotine than have a cup of coffee. And that's so weird, man. And, like, that kind of just kind of says, like, well, we gotta pick our vices here. And that's kind of why I wanted to make this podcast, or this episode, and more so discuss this, was because it's like, we gotta, I don't feel like it's one or the other. I feel like there's a lot more gray area that we just don't like to approach or discuss. And when it comes to caffeine, you should want to not drink 2 pots of coffee a day. Like, that's okay. And if you do want to drink 2 pots of coffee a day, really ask yourself, is this healthy? Like seriously, just think about it, man. Sometimes it's just not worth it. And I feel like this is one of those times where it's just not worth it, because you're sacrificing pretty much just your health for no reason other than to get some more work done. And when you think about it in the sense of everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, you don't really need to get all that work done today. Better delegate your time, and then you'll be able to get it done. But, like, I feel like that just comes with clarity and understanding what you need to do. So, I don't know, this whole episode is just kind of me being on a tangent, and I am so sorry about that. But with that being said, I'm just kind of gonna go, there's gonna be a little bit more silence, like, periodically, just because I don't know what to say half the time, and I don't know really what, like, which route to take the conversation. So there's going to be a little bit more spots where I just go on tangents, or I just don't know where to go from there, you know? So please, please, please bear with me. Slowly working on it, but I will get there. Okay. I mean, So many tangents this episode. So many. Okay, just a quick thing before I let you guys go. just a quick pros and cons thing. All right, real quick pros. Increased drive, better ability to focus. Overall, more energy, right? When you go ahead and drink caffeine. And it actually gives you a dopamine boost. Whoa, crazy, right? Yeah, I know. Some of the cons. Caffeine crashes. So caffeine crashes are actually real, and they're very real. They usually tend to happen, like, within the 4 or 5 hour after you wake up, if you drink, any type of caffeine or intake any type of caffeine an hour after you wake up from your nap, I believe is what it is. Okay, yeah. But may actually find difficulty sleeping, which shouldn't be shocking to most of us. Also, another big thing is irritable. You will become increasingly irritable after drinking after cold turkeying caffeine. The reason for this, I have no clue, but it's there. And hopefully, maybe next episode, I'll go ahead and start it with that. Just tell you guys real quick what the reason is. So tune in next time for that. All right. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.